The Toy Gas Engine. This little engine was made by Ernst Planck of Nuremberg in Germany. Nuremberg had a tremendous reputation for mechanical toys in the 19th century, and Planck was one of the foremost makers of these mechanical toys. Many of them were beautifully made and are real working models, not just cheap tin plate replicas. This was probably made around 1900. It represents a gas engine, an Otto cycle gas engine, just like the motor car engines, petrol motor car engines of today, only it ran on town's gas, coal gas. It's a nicely made little model. It has the proper poppet valves, water cooling for the cylinder with a hopper radiator, and originally had hot tube ignition. In other words, the compression ratio had to be high enough to ignite the gas mixture in a tiny tube which was connected to the cylinder and heated by a separate gas flame from the gas supply. That worked well with coal gas or town's gas because there was a significant hydrogen content in the coal gas, and that meant that it was much easier to ignite, and the flame propagation rate was much higher through the mixture, so little models like this ran much more reliably on coal gas than on natural gas, which is mostly methane. That said, the engine had been adapted by Lewington to operate with electric ignition, which was substituted for the hot tube ignition. I don't know when Lewington did this. It certainly operated in the 1960s in my time and was used to show as a demonstration heat engine the ability from a gas supply to drive a small dynamo and generate electricity. A nice example of a Nuremberg engine.